Moving from curious hypotheticals to global realities, we transition into the discussions lighting up our /no stupid questions. First up, a user posed the brilliantly absurd question, could I take down a snake or other cold-blooded animal with a giant super soaker full of ice water? The original poster clarified they meant no harm and simply wished to incapacitate a reptile, asking how cold the water would need to be. The community had a field day with this one. Top commenters noted that while everyone initially says no, physics suggests it actually is possible. If you could maintain a serious volume of water flow right at 0 degrees Celsius across a snake, it would undoubtedly lose the ability to move quickly or at all. However, users pointed out that it is completely impractical because you would need massive contact and flow volume, while a violently resisting snake tries to fight back. Another commenter joked that with enough time and water, you could take down almost any animal, except aquatic mammals. The overwhelming consensus? These are the exact kind of wonderfully stupid questions people come to the subreddit for, even if the answer is ultimately a practical no. Next, another user dove into relationship and physiological curiosities, asking, stupid, but do women even like seeing a penis, or how do they even feel horny? The author explained they were trying to write fiction on Archive of Our Own, but as a male creator, they honestly had no idea how female arousal works or what women actually enjoy visually. The top response quickly gained over 4,000 points, asserting that it majorly depends on the man it is attached to. Other users chimed in confirming personal preferences, though much of the thread became a humorous and frank exploration of how vastly different male and female arousal triggers can be. In a much heavier thread, a user asked, how do people drink 8 to 15 beers a night and still function normally? Could it be some kind of inherited genetic immunity? The user shared that their 25-year-old brother drinks this heavy amount nightly, yet still gets up early, runs an athletic lifestyle, and makes his living competing in golf tournaments, leaving the poster exhausted just thinking about it. Top commenters explained that while age, genetics, and sheer tolerance play huge roles, it is a ticking time bomb. One recovered alcoholic shared that they lived that exact lifestyle for years, warning that it is a fast track to wasted money and severe health consequences. Another user broke down the hard science, explaining that this is not immunity, but rather two distinct types of tolerance. Metabolic tolerance means the liver ramps up a specific enzyme to clear alcohol 2 to 4 times faster, while functional tolerance means the brain adapts so visible impairment is hidden. However, users emphasized a terrifying hidden catch, that rapid clearance pathway produces massive oxidative stress, meaning the faster metabolism is directly linked to accelerated, silent liver damage. That is precisely why heavy drinkers can look completely fine for years until they suddenly receive a terrifying liver panel out of nowhere. Turning to a profoundly emotional topic, a grieving parent started a thread titled, Organ Donation Question. The user shared that their 15-year-old son tragically passed away and donated his heart and both kidneys. They asked the community for perspective on whether they should one day try to meet the recipient of their son's heart, emphasizing that they deeply respect privacy and only want to know if it would bring comfort or inflict too much pain. The community responded with profound empathy and nuanced insights. One user who is currently in need of an organ shared that they would absolutely want to meet a donor's family to show them the hard numbers of the life they extended, hoping that proof of a continuing chain of positivity might ease the family's grief. Another commenter, speaking as the son of a transplant receiver, noted that transplant recipients are typically cautioned against direct outreach, usually communicating first through anonymous letters coordinated by organ procurement organizations. The overarching community sentiment was a delicate blend of sorrow, profound respect, and the belief that such an encounter would be simultaneously heartbreaking and beautiful. Wrapping up the subreddit, a user posed a morbid physics question, if I was sentenced to death by firing squad, and the kill shot was a perfect instant death shot with a high-powered rifle, would I even hear the gunshot? The community overwhelmingly agreed, no, you would not. Commenters explained that high-powered rifles fire bullets at speeds substantially greater than the speed of sound, roughly 3 times faster. Furthermore, it takes time for the human brain to process sensory input, and a direct headshot scrambles the brain faster than consciousness can register the sound or even trigger reflexes. Theoretically, you might catch a flash of light if you could process it fast enough, but at standard firing squad distances, your neural pathways would be disrupted long before the sound wave ever reached your ears. Switching gears to macroeconomic policy and global markets over at r/economics, discussions centered around soaring debts, tariffs, and systemic vulnerabilities. The top post examined the grim milestone, national debt nears $40 trillion, how we got here and why it matters. Commenters engaged in heated debates over partisan fiscal policies, with many pointing out that multiple administrations across both political parties have steadily expanded the deficit through tax cuts and soaring expenditures, leaving future generations to grapple with unprecedented fiscal pressure. Trade tensions also took center stage with the post. New 50% tariffs on Canadian goods are scheduled to take effect at midnight. Users expressed sheer exhaustion over escalating trade wars. One Canadian commenter captured the sentiment of cross-border frustration, asking why a historically stable and mutually beneficial trading relationship was being upended, likening it to pissing on your best customer. Other economists in the thread lamented the persistent political rhetoric surrounding tariffs, noting that public polling frequently shows a staggering percentage of the population still operates under the misconception that foreign exporting countries pay for American tariffs. In a chilling warning from Europe, analysts flagged the post, worrisome, AI is driving a looming market correction, European Central Bank economists warn. According to the report, heady stock market valuations are highly vulnerable because investors are demanding increasingly higher risk premia as tech giants become singularly pivotal to the global economy. Commenters drew stark parallels to the lead-up to the 2008 financial crisis, warning that major players are weaving a complex web of mutual financial obligations, private credit, and opaque debt structures. Users cautioned that if this speculative web begins to crack, the general public will remain completely unaware until it is too late, ultimately leaving everyday taxpayers and small retail investors to foot the bill as bagholders when the bubble bursts. Infrastructure and energy grid strains also dominated discussions following the headline, America's largest grid wants to cut power to new data centers first during shortages, requiring 50-megawatt-plus facilities to bring their own electricity generation. Community members widely praised the policy as a vital and overdue safeguard. Users argued that it is utterly unacceptable for hospitals and residential housing to risk losing power during weather emergencies simply so that massive tech corporations can evade the costs of building independent energy contingencies to power their energy-hungry data operations. Finally, the economics desk noted that foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries fall in June, led by Japan, UK, and China. Commenters debated the geopolitical maneuvering behind foreign governments offloading American debt, with many characterizing recent market interventions as de facto quantitative easing aimed at staving off rapid sell-offs. Several users grimly suggested that major international holders steadily stepping away from U.S. debt signals deep systemic anxiety regarding the long-term trajectory of American financial dominance. Shifting from financial markets to geopolitical flashpoints over at r/credible defense, the active conflict's megathread brought several critical regional developments to light. First, defense analysts broke down reports that Israel struck Abu Dur airbase in Idlib province, Syria, following a high-profile visit by a Turkish delegation. The airstrikes cratered the runway and targeted base infrastructure without causing casualties, a move defense observers interpret as deliberate Israeli posturing signaling openness to kinetic deterrence as geopolitical competition between Israel and Turkey intensifies. Additionally, the megathread highlighted internal economic and logistical strain inside Russia, citing a report from the state-owned newspaper Izvestia revealing that gasoline is currently unavailable at 72% of Russian gas stations, with only lower octane and higher sulfur variants lingering on shelves. The report pointed to unplanned refinery repairs and severe delivery bottlenecks, quietly acknowledging the compounding impact of ongoing strategic strikes on domestic oil and energy infrastructure.